Testament, much longer than that. It's written in an ancient language and in a different culture, at a different point in time in God's revelation history, and somehow by the Holy Spirit of God, which no pastor is in control of, it is to be applied, made alive, integrated into the world of 2026 Christ followers that speak a different language, that are shaped by different cultural values and struggling with different issues than those of the original recipients addressed. Karl Barth said that the sermon is always the work of sinners, welcome to my world, who have neither the ability nor the will for it, but whom God has commanded to do it. And yet, sermon writing and delivery and sermon hearing and applying is the ongoing process of asking how this story of the gospel affects you and affects me in 2026 America. To hear the gospel preached on economics in 2026 as a white, rich American and not doubt our seduction by money in relationship to the words of Jesus, that's an offense to the gospel. We usually push for literal things to be talked about from the pulpit, especially on sexual issues. But we don't want that approach when it comes to our money. We like to pick and choose. The sermon in our midst must be the Spirit's way of meddling in our lives to make us uncomfortable. If my sermonizing doesn't bring comfort and conviction, please tell me not to let the door hit me where the good Lord split me on the way out of the church. You know that 12 and a half years ago when I came to this church, I asked very clearly how often we celebrated communion, and it was told once a month. And I made it clear that if I came, it would be every week. It was a non-negotiable, because to worship is to taste and see that the Lord is good. That's the communion psalm of the early church. Psalm 34. We are physical creatures that experience our risen Lord through bodies. When we pray the Psalms, we see trees and plants, sun and moon, deer and bird pull us closer to worship as they worship. Our bodies are integral to worship. We stand and kneel and cup hands to receive the communion body of Jesus. We sip wine to taste his blood. We clap and raise tired arms in worship. We drip tears of worry while bowing heads in reverence. We are bodily beings that experience our God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit through flesh and bone. We are told we will live eternally in bodies. Not floating spirits, bodies. We're not Platonists. At the center of the faith is a God who became flesh, became body, became touchable, became vulnerable. To be a Eucharistic community is to believe that the material things we do and have are ways and means of connecting with the Creator and Savior of the early of the world, of the universe. And so with the early church, we as a community taste and we see that our Lord is good. The change in language, because it matters. We worship through song. We worship through scripture, through silence, through supplication, through sermon, through sacrament. All these aspects of our weekly gathering move us through them to worship the Savior. We worship through song, scripture, silence, supplication, sermon, sacrament, because the Savior has been born to us, and it's Christ. He's Christ the Lord. We just confessed the Apostles' Creed, and I often pray this in the middle of a dark night when sleep hides from me. What, may I ask, is the longest section of the Apostles' Creed and the Nicene Creed? What in the Creed is it telling us to zoom in here? It's the long central section in both creeds on Jesus Christ, who reveals the Father, the Savior. Why all this Jesus focus? Well, he did say to see him was to see God, to see the Father. He has revealed God the Father to us. As Brad Jerzyk, that he's a great Eastern Orthodox writer and thinker and theologian, and then Brian Zahn, who they're both very good friends, who's more charismatic. They say God is Christ-like, and in him, in God, is no un-Christ-likeness at all. God is like Jesus, God is exactly like Jesus, and God has always been exactly like Jesus. We didn't know that, but we do now. Thanks be to God. Glory be to the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen and amen.